Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back. I think this is the second time this week, actually, when back here in the studio. And Christmas is coming up. And, you know, last year, my wife and I were doing a remodel of our kitchen. And there was a wonderful young lady that came over to help us and helped us through the whole process. Her name is Julie Garman. And I thought, I got to bring her in to celebrate the one-year anniversary of our kitchen. And she's just an amazing talent. So, Julie Garman, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, actually.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. So, you just reminded me that it's almost a year to date for our kitchen.
Yes.
That's weird, right?
It is weird.
And we literally, like you said, we literally were, it was Christmas Eve.
It was.
We were finishing up our kitchen to be done for the season.
Yeah. And I think your kids were on school break then.
Yes.
So they were helping.
Yes, they were helping.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. But you did an amazing job.
Thank you.
We have referred you out, you know, that with there's many friends that we've told you about, because you're just, you know, I think one of the misconceptions of when you hire an interior design person or somebody that helps you with the interior decorating and things like that is that they're going to take control and it won't be something you like.
Exactly.
You know, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So the difference with you that I just loved was it wasn't like that.
Right.
You work with your clients.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I like to come in and, you know, ask what your needs are.
Yeah.
What your interests are, you know, what your end goal is and how you really live.
Yeah.
And then go from there.
And I kind of remember that.
Yep.
And I learned a lot from you in the process. I really did. And I think that's something that's kind of fun too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it shouldn't just be, you know, it's good to learn because we learned a lot.
Yeah. I do have clients who text me when they're out shopping and they're like, look, I found this is the right size. And I'm like, yes, it works. And they say to me, wow, I'm really learning.
Yeah.
You know, because I do try to explain things so that you can do things on your own as well.
Yeah. You know what really was one of the things that stood out to me? We knew we wanted to redo our kitchen and it was, we wanted white cabinets.
Right.
You came in and said, you really don't want white cabinets.
Right.
You want a shade of white.
Right.
Man, did we learn our lesson there.
Yep.
Because there's like a gazillion whites.
There are. I think we ended up with a Sherwin-Williams color. It might have been pearl white.
That sounds
something
familiar.
Along
that
those
sounds
lines.
Familiar, yeah.
Yeah, and not every white is the same by any means. And you have to compare it in different lights as well because sometimes it does just look white.
Yeah.
But yours had a slight cast of gray and it was like it was warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And we made sure that it looked good with the countertops.
Yeah. It does. We get so many compliments coming into the kitchen. So let's go back a little bit. It's 2021. When did you start doing this and how did you get into it?
I've been doing this for almost 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I started in New York.
Okay.
I was in textile design and then I went to New York School of Interior Design.
Cool.
And I started with a woman who is a residential designer. And from there, I went into commercial and hospitality work. So I did a lot of hotels and restaurants. I did Mohegan Sun and the Poconos, places like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I moved to Italy for a little bit.
I know that. And you know how to speak Italian.
I do.
Isn't that amazing? She can speak Italian.
Not perfectly, but.
No. I can order lasagna. That's about it. I mean, that's the extent of my my Italian.
All you have to do is add an accent to it. Lasagna.
Lasagna. And then you're good, right? Then that's Italian. It's all good. No, but that's really cool. So you must learn a lot in Italy. You had to.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of design starts there, especially kitchen design.
Oh, really?
Yep. They're on the forefront.
Did not know that.
Yep. So I did learn a lot there. And then when I came back, I decided I just wanted to do my own thing. So I have clients here in Reading and Wyomissing, North Carolina, Virginia. I go to New York once a week to the design center. So that's what I like. I think my clients like about working with me here too, is that
you're bringing
access.
Stuff. You're bringing stuff in.
I'm bringing stuff.
You're not
in
the Berks County bubble.
Right.
You're going outside the bubble and you're saying, hey, what about this?
Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah. Especially with finishes like wallpaper.
Oh yeah. We know about the wallpaper.
Fabrics. Yep. You love your wallpaper.
I do love my wallpaper. I got to tell you, this is why she's making a joke of this.
Yeah.
My wife wanted something different for the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And actually you had brought it up, I think, and said, hey, why don't we put a different spin in this bathroom?
Right.
So I thought wallpaper was done.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was done. They burned it all or they shredded it.
Yeah.
And it's no longer wallpaper. It's around.
Yeah.
And then she brings, and then I'm thinking, oh, we're going to do wallpaper. So this is going to be like a nice wallpaper.
Right.
And not that it's not nice. It's very nice.
Right.
Actually, it's, yeah, very nice. So she brings in these, Julie brings in these samples that my wife is going gaga over. And I'm like, really? is this where we're going with this?
Yeah.
You know, and finished product. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love it. It's probably one of the things that I brag about.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that I have to do. I don't like doing this, but I have to say my wife was right.
Yes.
And that's really hard for me to say.
Yes.
I teared up a little bit. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
But seriously, I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
I'm glad. It's hard to get a feeling of what it's going to look like from a small sample.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I come in because I have to explain it to you as best as I can, but also try to show you images.
Yeah.
Yours was a newer pattern, so there wasn't a lot to show.
It's a cool pattern.
Yeah.
Really cool pattern.
So, and it's warm. It's on really nice background paper. It kind of looks hand-painted.
Yep.
It brings in all of the colors that Jess loves.
Yeah.
The really pretty blues and the warm reds and everything. So I knew it was going to be a winner, but it was just getting you.
And I love it. I was proven wrong.
It was sometimes it's just more like, okay, you know what? I'm just not going to worry about this
part.
Right. You guys do it and see what happens and I'll trust you. And then, that's what happened. So the next thing you know,
you get a call. Hey, we're getting divorced. It's,
the
bathroom was it. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. We're done.
It was mostly about you not really referring to it as a rooster anymore. It's not a rooster. It's just a bird.
I know. I kept calling it a rooster. I think there's other words I used actually, but.
But once you get the pretty vanity in and you hang a really nice mirror above it and you get the sconce and, you know, we did monogram towels for her, you know, it all just comes together.
Yeah. It's amazing. And the kitchen just came together too. But where do you see things right now? Like, I want to get into bathrooms too. Like I've noticed as a real estate agent that, you know, the big tubs were in. Remember that?
Right.
Back in the 90s. I'd say early 2000s too. Still in. Everybody had to have one.
Yeah.
Nobody used them, but they had to have one.
Built in also, not freestanding.
No. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. It was built in and it was like it was usually the triangular one in the corner.
Right.
So now I see showers really going crazy and the freestanding tubs.
Absolutely. If you have the space and you don't use a tub often, it's smarter and better to just create a very large shower.
I love large showers.
And especially adding a bench in if you have the room. That's been a trend for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Trend that is sort of added on top of that is creating a more seamless look.
Oh.
So the floor of the main bathroom can just run into the floor of the shower as well.
Okay, because
so
before
kind of
it used to be like it would be different.
You would have a lip,
and
so you kind of step into the shower. But now just having it really seamless is a nice look.
That.
And also they've created really beautiful seamless drains.
Yeah.
So it doesn't
You mean the lines?
Anymore.
Remember, they do the lines now. I see my hotels. Yep. They do that line that's at the one end of the shower.
They do.
As long as it leans towards that, who cares, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And now for residential, you can buy that as well.
Yeah.
So that's a nice trend. In terms of tubs, freestanding tubs are really beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
And they're moving away from sort of anything with square edges, so a more rounded tub.
Right. Which is old school, right?
Right.
That's old school. That's like the old Victorians used to have those claw tubs.
The claw foot.
And they were all rounded and weighed 3,000 pounds.
Right.
Yeah.
And now it just doesn't have any feet and it sort of looks sculptural.
Yeah.
But the trend really in 2021, especially probably after COVID and being at home a lot and needing to relax more, is just creating a more spa-like environment in these bathrooms.
Yeah.
And so seamlessness, rounded edges.
No shower door, no shower curtain.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what you mean by seamlessness, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so you don't need the door anymore. As long as you angle that shower head in a certain way and the shower's big enough and you don't, and everything kind of just, I love that.
Right.
Love it.
Yeah. People just want to relax.
Yeah.
Even floating vanities.
Yep, I love those too.
No feet. They're easy to clean under. Cleanliness is a really, really big trend. Just because.
So it wasn't before.
Well,
back in 1998, it was slobs. Yeah. That was in the sloppiness. The more sloppy you could be, right, the better it was. You know? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But it's just less of everything.
Gotcha. Yeah. Clean. You know, clean.
Being
like clean
able
angles.
To clean quickly, yes, in general, in kitchens and baths.
All for it.
Especially when there are things that you can't see. You know, so yep, white countertops are nice.
Yeah.
People are adding sinks to mudrooms.
Ooh.
Just being able to wash your hands on the go.
Because of COVID.
Because of COVID.
COVID. Yeah. See, that's another one with COVID. Yep. What else did COVID affect?
Wanting to bring the outside in. So
bring the outside in.
Yeah. Connecting to nature because you're inside a lot.
Wow. Like plants?
So, yep. Plants. So okay, there's something called biophilic design. I don't know if you know
what that
is. Oh,
gosh. That's a big word for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's biophilia and it's the design of bringing nature in.
I love it.
Yeah. And so it kind of relates to a lot of things, primarily bringing plants in.
Okay.
Because they...
Which are good for you.
They're good for you.
They're giving off oxygen and they take our CO2 away,
yeah,
right?
They clean the air.
Yeah.
And they make you feel like you're, you know, connected to nature. Also nature shapes. So although subway tile is beautiful and you have subway tile.
I love our tile. Yeah.
What we did with yours is...
So we're tearing that out this year?
No. But yours is neat because we elongated it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you know? Yep. And it had some rougher edges on it too. It's not that so clean
it,
look.
Yeah, it has a bit of an organic nature to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a big thing with biophilic design is creating more nature-related patterns.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
So that's what's happening. So it's bringing the outside in.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start shoveling a pile of dirt into the family room,
yes,
and tell Jess I'm gonna plant something in the middle. Is that okay? That's normal. Then,
I think if you just add some herbs to it.
Add some herbs.
She'll be happy.
There we go. Perfect. Yeah. There we go. Or we'll put it in the powder room with the rooster. Maybe we'll have like a whole bunch of chickens in there or something. That would be nice.
Yeah, your kids will love that.
Yeah. Oh, Catherine would definitely love that. Yeah. So what else is going on? What do you see? In kitchens. Now, we just had our kitchen done.
Yes.
So what's out of date already in our kitchen? What do you think?
Gosh, I wouldn't really say anything.
Not out of date, but
no,
like.
But you did the right thing because you didn't go with a stark white kitchen and you didn't go with an all white kitchen. We changed the color of your dry bar.
Absolutely. And I love the dry bar.
And we added depth. So dark cabinetry is very in.
Cool.
We also layered lighting. So layered lighting is in.
Still love our lighting.
Yeah.
Still love our lighting.
You have pendants, but then right behind that you have a really pretty chandelier and it's a wood texture. So, natural textures is another trend. And so we did a lot of wood.
So we brought the chandelier that was outside. We brought it in. That's what we did.
Yes.
It's a wooden chandelier.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's, we were way ahead of our time.
You really were.
Yeah. Well, actually you were. You just told us and we said, yeah, that looks good. So good.
But you understood it.
Absolutely.
You know?
I understood a lot of it.
You were like, I get this.
I remember how you guys got me on that chandelier in the dining room. That was definitely a trick by you and my wife.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they're like, here, which one do you like out of all these? So there's five chandeliers, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I like that one. Now, I'd given them a budget.
Yeah.
In the meantime, and I thought, oh, well, obviously these are all in budget, right? Mm-hmm. So I picked the most expensive chandelier. Then Jess tells me what it cost. I'm like, she's like, well, you picked it. So guess what chandelier we have?
The
one that's out of budget and it's in the dining room.
Right.
And I love it. Right. Love that light.
The trick is only showing you options that Jess likes.
Yes, that's so,
so true.
So
if you say yes to any of
so
them,
so true. It's all right.
Happy?
It's all good. See, they were working against me the whole time. I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah, but it's for you in the end.
It is.
Happy.
It is. I'll tell you what. Yeah. We look at pictures right now, Julie, of our kitchen from before.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look at it. Like, we'll see a picture from like last Christmas or two Christmases ago, and we see our kitchen, our old kitchen, and we're like, oh gosh, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, how did we ever bring anybody in the house thinking that was cool?
Right.
You know what I mean? It was
just
so different.
You just get used
different.
To things, right?
And you know what did it for us, actually, and let's just bring back the COVID thing. It's interesting, is we sat around in our house, and you probably have this story a lot.
Yep.
Sat around in a house for what, four to 6 weeks or more, 8 weeks, whatever, literally in the house.
Right.
And you are using the kitchen every single day. And all of a sudden it hits you. You're like, I don't like this kitchen anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's really what happened to us. We had a glass of wine out on the deck.
Yeah.
We sat there one night and I said to her, you know, we are not happy with our kitchen.
Mm-mm.
And then that's when we brought you in, got Imperial Contracting, did our work, and they're fantastic.
Rodney.
They did my bar downstairs. Love Rodney. Yeah. Love the company. They're wonderful.
Shout out to Rodney.
And also you did Kim and Roby's kitchen, the Williams.
Yep.
And their kitchen looks fabulous.
Don't you love it?
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Looks like nothing like I've ever seen.
I know.
It's amazing.
And I hope they're happy. I mean, they're very teenagers. Happy. So, yes. You know, they have kids and lots of people over all the time. So they
that kitchen
really,
works
really
wonderful.
Nice sized island.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about islands? Are they in? Islands
absolutely.
Are still good?
Yeah. Islands are only getting bigger. That's only, the thing.
Yeah, the one that you designed for them is like 10 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like huge.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the other thing I have a question for, what about all these new colors and appliances?
Mm-hmm.
There's like the off black or the browns. There's the, that always scares me because how.
It's a commitment.
It is a commitment, right?
Yeah. You have to be really sure in your decision. And with Kim, for example,
he really loves that fridge.
Black.
Yes.
And so he's like, nope, I'm always going to like this. But also those appliances are sort of an off black.
Yes.
So they're not jet black.
And they're not shiny. So
they're not shiny.
It's the matte
and
which
by the
I
way,
love.
Matte finish is really big right now.
So matte finish is still good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, matte finish in faucets and hardware is really big.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
So don't be afraid to branch out on the appliances.
Yeah. Because they're expensive these days.
They are.
I mean, when you go and spend $4,000 on a fridge or $5,000, you better like the color.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we stuck with stainless steel just because it was like one of those things like, you know what? It's very commercial always looking, you know, and I think,
always.
Yeah. So it's to me that always works.
And the big thing with appliances too are smart appliances. I mean, that's obviously
I love my smart appliances.
But the thing about COVID is that you want to be able to use appliances that you don't necessarily need to touch.
Yes.
So,
very good. Very good.
So,
another good one.
So touchless faucets, but also anything that is automated by voice command.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a really big trend now because of COVID.
Yeah, that's good. I you know, I didn't even think about that one.
Yep.
That's actually great. And you know what I got to tell you is a little suggestion. I never bought warranties before on my appliances, but when you're spending $4,000 or $5,000 for a refrigerator, I would buy the warranty.
And I just started
doing that. Yeah. My washing machine talks and does all these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when something goes on that, it's going to be ugly. It's not just something that's just whooshing water around anymore.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And it's peace of mind too.
Yes.
You know, then you just don't have to think about it.
Absolutely.
But the smarter these things get, the more complicated they are. Everything also is now automated by an app.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? So all the appliances. Any smart home technology, which is always changing, is a good thing.
Absolutely.
And also eco-smart, you know.
Yep. That's what's cool too. The amount of water we're saving on our new washing machine is incredible.
Right.
It really is.
Right.
Our water bill went down.
Oh, that's
big
amazing.
Time. Yep. Yep.
But also self-cleaning.
Self-cleaning
toilets are huge now.
That's amazing
and
too.
They're also eco-friendly.
Yeah.
Air purification.
Yep. We have that.
Yep.
Love that.
So
good stuff.
I think especially because of COVID, a lot of people will be purchasing those. And I'm assuming too that they will be coming a long way in the innovation with the air purification and not having to have them so big.
Yep.
I mean, they do have filters.
Well, the whole house stuff is, if you have a, if you have an HVAC, if you have a whole house air conditioner or heating system, you can get a really good air cleaner that cleans the whole house, you know, every so many, you know, hours. It's like completely recirculated.
Exactly. It's,
those are like only like $1,000, $1,500 and it does the whole house.
Right.
You know,
I think useful tips
you can get other ones
that are
too.
Good for people who don't, aren't going undergoing renovations and stuff are what can I do about things that I don't have to do an entire renovation
right.
for? You know, so in a case like that, you can buy them. I mean, Dyson has a really good one.
Yeah.
They're a little on the expensive side, but it's
I think everything
helpful.
Dyson has is a little.
I know.
But it all works though.
Yeah.
I mean, his vacuum cleaners are amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's also, they don't break down easily.
Right.
So
exactly.
they last for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we end this podcast, we're going to definitely bring you back because this this is a great, great show and there's a lot of stuff we can talk about. And what I'll do is when I see things come up, I can ask you about it next time you're back and say, hey, what about this? What do you think about this?
Definitely.
So what I want, the last thing I want to ask you is what's your favorite part of doing what you do?
The people.
Okay,
oh my
cool.
gosh. I love families. I love you guys.
Well, you guys, I got to say, you definitely blended with our family very well.
Yeah.
Thank you would come over and Catherine knew who you were and so did Carson. You became part of the family for that 8 week period or 6 week period, whatever it was.
Yeah.
You were definitely part of the family.
Yeah.
We knew when you were coming over, you came over and it is cool. But you're very good at it.
Because, you know, you're imposing on everyone's time, especially in the weekends, because if you work during the week or clients do, it's hard to have meetings.
Sure.
And so to want to free up some of your time on the weekend for someone, hopefully you're likable.
Yeah.
But I just love my clients.
No, and you, it shows. And like I said before, there was never a time where I felt like you were pushing us in a certain direction or anything like that. And that to me was, that was the fear of finding somebody, was that it's not going to be my kitchen. Yep. It's going to be their kitchen.
Exactly.
And,
but it's all about you.
Yeah. That's cool. You know? That's very cool. So I got to say, thanks so much for
coming in
and hopefully you'll come back. Hopefully you had a good time because, we can talk about all kinds of stuff. We just talked for 20 minutes a lot of different things. Yes. That's right. It's all right. It's all good. It's my show. I can go as long as I want. So it's all fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So there you have it. Julie Garman, interior extraordinaire. She's amazing. She does a great job. Our kitchen looks excellent. You know, everything that she does is just, she does a great job. So if you're looking for somebody to help you out with the kitchen, redo, bathroom, whole house, whatever, make sure you get in touch with her. She's on Facebook, Julie Garman. How else do we find you?
I do have an Instagram. I have a website.
Julie Garman, what's your website?
JulieGarmanInteriors.com.
Awesome.
It's not terribly updated.
But that's right. They can get you there, right?
Yeah, they can
get you
there.
All right, cool. That's all that matters. All right, we're going to head out. See you soon.